Good morning. As we commemorate and celebrate the ascension of Christ, let's try using a sort of analogy as a way to get the ball rolling here, to relate to and understand better for ourselves the ascension of Christ. Many of you know what it's like to go to a job, part-time, full-time, do the work expected of that job at that shift, and then go home with the expectation that this continues again and again and again. Your work is not done permanently. That's the way it goes with many occupations, careers, and other forms of employment. It does happen, though, occasionally, that somebody has to go to a faraway place to carry out a mission or a company project in a foreign place, perhaps. He stays there the whole time until all the work is done and then goes home. Let's keep that image in mind as we listen to what Jesus said about his mission on earth and his return to the heavenly home from which he came. What he prayed to the Heavenly Father on the night before his death, John 17. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. When Jesus ascended into heaven, it was more than a milestone in his life. It meant something for you too. It was a proof of sorts that he had accomplished the mission of being your Savior. He had done the work required of you in your place, and the Father was completely satisfied. Now maybe you might be tempted to think, okay, that's good for him, but how does it affect me? Well, in more than one place, the Bible has tied the ascension of Christ to your future ascension into heaven. Ephesians 2 comes to mind. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So you should think of the ascension of Christ as more than a preview of what is supposed to happen for God's people. It's more than that. It's a guarantee of it. In fact, by having Jesus ascend already, God has given you a pledge of keeping a promise to you, doing the same thing for you. In fact, by using past tense verbs, made us alive together, which refers to our conversion, raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places, God wants you to think of it this way. Your ascension into heaven is just as sure as the fact that Jesus has already ascended into heaven. Okay, what about now in our day-to-day living? Are we left down here waiting, wondering, with Jesus up there, out of reach, out of touch? Let's revisit from 2 weeks ago the chapel text of Romans 8 and add to it verses of Ephesians 4. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Ephesians 4. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Every day you have Jesus down here with you and also up there working for you, working through you. In heaven, as I talked about 2 weeks ago, he is your friend in high places, your lawyer in the courtroom of God pleading your case, causing all your prayers to be heard and answered. At the same time, he is the Lord in charge of everything. From his supreme vantage point, with all authority in heaven and on earth at his disposal, he sees all, he governs all for your benefit. He leads you in the mission that he gave you, the mission we all share together, to represent him and bring his word to each other and to the world. That's the way it should be. That's the way it will be. Until that day when he does the reverse of his ascension. Think of what the angel said. Acts 1. Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. No doubt more could be said and will be said in our ascension worship. For now, let's focus on one more thing. What Jesus told all of his disciples in John 14. In my Father's house are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We close our worship today singing all the stanzas of hymn 738. 738.
members of the